Time now for your letters.
A recent story about cell phone companies fighting over net neutrality left one listener feeling we'd dropped the line. Jack DeGolia of Henderson, Nevada writes, I had to listen to this report several times online before I figured out that I had no clue what the story is about. Computer jargon was tossed about as if we all understand it. He continues, it seems that some policy by somebody may affect cell phones, but how or why eluded me. Your story left me in the dust.
On Friday, Madeline Brand spoke with author Paul Dixon, who compiled 2,964 synonyms for drunk in his new book, Drunk, the Definitive Drinker's Dictionary. The interview reminded listener Emily Taylor of Woodland, California, about some moments from her childhood and the old saying, little pitchers have big ears. She writes, my mother used idioms to keep little pitchers from understanding her gossip. I figured them out as I got older and now use those same ones. Thank you for the lighthearted piece. My favorites are Three Sheets to the Wind, Snockered, and Blitzed.
And it was the music that followed that interview that entertained Jim Long of New York City. He says, the days of wine and roses, after your tale of words meaning drunk, didn't get by me. Well done. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'm parched.
Well, thanks for your toasts and roasts. Keep them coming. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.